Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, we want to talk about the power of prayer. Mm. You know, prayer is so amazing. Mm. So just you hear folks sometimes say, you know, I just can't pray more than 2 or 3 minutes. And, you know, there's a revelation that was lost there. But, you know, one of the most powerful things about prayer is it doesn't matter how pretty your words are. Prayer is just a conversation with God. I mean, if you know how to talk, you can pray. Mm-hmm. Because all you're doing is talking with God, and you're either thanking him for what he has done. Mm-hmm. You're actually either standing in the gap and asking him to move on someone's life. And maybe you're asking him to do something in your life. But that's what prayer is. And the thing about prayer is that it has no limitation. It's really what connects you mm-hmm. with God. I mean, all in intercession, all prayers start in the heart of God. Mm-hmm. And what happens is God allows you to be burdened with something. Mm-hmm. And then it comes like full circle. And then you release it upon the earth. You release it back up to the Lord. And just kind of this big old circle happens uh-huh. where you just, you know, starts in the heart of God, touches your heart, you release it back up to God, and just keeps going like that. But it has no limitations. If I want it right now to, you know, affect New York, if you will, or London, or, you know, I want it to go across the world, I'd have to, you know, get an airline ticket, get some clothes mm-hmm. together and luggage and physically go to these locations. And, you know, it costs money, resources, time, you know, all those different factors. But when you understand that prayer has no such limits, that when you're praying for someone in London or you're praying for someone in Uganda or those that are listening to us in Egypt, mm-hmm. that, hey, we can instantly be there in prayer. Mm-hmm. We're in prayer. We can be there because prayer can go through ceilings and roofs, and it can go through all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, right.
We're present. And who we truly are, think about it. I mean, we're a triune being. We're made mm-hmm. in the image of God. God's not made in the image of us humans, right? We're mm-hmm. made in the image of God.
Right.
We're spirit, soul, and body. But who we are at the true core of our being is that we're a spirit.
Yeah.
We're a spirit that just happens to have a body. And if you go to a funeral, I mean, it's a really sobering thing because you look at someone in a casket, you realize that's really just a body there. The essence, the spirit of who that person is, mm-hmm. is gone. They're not there anymore, and mm-hmm. and their soul's gone. It's just a body. And if we're made in the image of God, then we need to understand, you know, to better understand who we are. We need to understand who God is. He's a spirit. He's invisible, mm-hmm. and he's immortal, right? Mm-hmm. And so our spirit is invisible. You know, we are a spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And we're immortal. We will live forever. Now, the destination of where we live, that's going to be determined
right.
by what we do here on earth. But, you know, the suit that we have called this body is just for us to be able to function and relate on this earth. But when we pray, you know, really, there's our spirit praying, and our spirit mm-hmm. can be anywhere that we're praying.
Well, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. You think, well, I don't know about that. Well, I mean, if you read your Bible and you can see that a physical body can be translated from one location to the other. I mean, when Elijah was dealing with one of the servants of King Ahab, he's like, go tell King Ahab. He's like, well, no, man, you may be picked up and taken off somewhere. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And it's like, and Philip was translated down the road. Listen, prayer has no limitation. Hmm. We can pray and affect the world by just sitting down, standing up, mm-hmm. and going after God and communicating with him and asking God to just move in powerful ways on the behalf of men that they would respond to him. I want to encourage you in your prayer life, engage God in a special way. Get a fresh revelation and a fresh vision for how you communicate with God and how you partner with him for folks and people to encounter him in a great and powerful way.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.